You're listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Discovering You Again Radio. I am delighted that you have joined me today. I am here with my co-host, Pat Basile. Dr. Pat, hello. How are you today?
I am awesome today. And you know, what I'm trying to do is figure out how in the world, I mean, we're in the world of multimedia, right?
Yeah.
So this is going across Facebook Live and who knows where else it's going. And if somebody can please tell me how to get these ads that pop up on my phone to stop screeching at me, I will be greatly, greatly appreciated. But this is the world we live in, right? You know, where we're sitting, we're doing a show like that with the bottle of Tums to the right of us and thinking about how we're going to be able to manufacture something in the digital world. And here we are doing it with ease and grace.
It is remarkable to me every day. I have grown my business exponentially in the last year, since the beginning of this year, through the online opportunity. So while you offer us a challenge that we have to deal with, I balance that out with the opportunity using my own personal example. So I'm happy to have this opportunity today for my radio show. This radio show, I am calling the Heart Episode. This is something that is deeply, deeply personal to me. It's deeply important to me. And I am so happy to be talking about this today. Today is my 32nd wedding anniversary. It is something that is my husband and I wake up many, many times on our anniversary. And we say it's like, oh my gosh, it's a miracle that we're still married because of how hard it is. People tell me, you're the only person who really talks truth about marriage relationships. So I am going to be speaking truth today. I want to lay a little groundwork, Dr. Pat. I want to teach you something. It's possible that you know it, but it's possible that you don't. This episode that I'm calling the Heart Episode for our 32nd anniversary is based on the fact that the two Hebrew letters for the word heart have a numeric equivalent of 32. So every Hebrew letter has a numeric equivalent. There are two letters that make up the Hebrew word for heart. The Hebrew word is lev, and the sum of the two letters of lev is 32. Mm. Do you get that?
I got it.
Okay. So that's why that's how this all evolved. And that's why I'm having this heart episode for our 32nd anniversary. When I realized that today, Friday the 13th, was our anniversary, it was our 32nd, it all began to come together. So I am dedicating this radio show to my husband. And I have to laugh a little bit because he doesn't really know very much about my online life. He's like, remember what you were just saying, Dr. Pat? It's like, no, it's a little too much. But I really wanted to take this opportunity to really show the love, share the love about the partnership with my husband over the last 32 years. So that's what we're doing today, Dr. Pat.
Well, listen, so do this numerically, 32, 13. So you have two threes and a derivative of three. So what you have is three threes, and three, you know, is a very spiritual number. It represents many, many symbolic and spiritual and religious philosophies. It has a certain, rising, art-centered in Christianity. Some people call it the Trinity in other religions. But three, you know, when we think about that and you think about that playing out today, you know, we also think about it as this beautiful triangle, right? You know, this beautiful way to connect things. From a superstitious perspective, my family, totally superstitious, right? Yeah. Everything's got to be put in threes. When you do something on a table, you got to have three. You can't have things on a table. You have to have a little grouping of three. So there must be something in that.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, the month is September. It's nine.
Yes.
So as soon as you said it, I said it's 9, 13, 19. There's nines in there as well. So there's three embedded in the nine. So there is something to that. So I'm going to really be thinking about that. Thank you. That's a beautiful orientation.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, you say congratulations, and I want to say thank you because the truth is marriage or partnering is hard work. You bring two humans together, and I have a visual for this. When you bring two humans together in partnership, whether it's a marriage partnership or a living partnership, each one comes with this like sack. Like, can you see me? I got like a big sack on my back. You know, I'm like, it's like my arms are up. I'm carrying this big sack of stuff. All the stuff of your growing up years, of your family, of your culture, your religion, societal expectations, and if you believe, from past lives as well. So you're bringing two people together and you're really trying to meld and mesh the worlds of the two people. And it's really work. It's not easy. And when you're not in a space of self-awareness and self-actualization, it's harder still. And so, Dr. Pat, this is the connecting point with my show. I'm like, for the people who are listening, I'm like shaking my hands. You understand? You know, the connecting point is this. Discovering you again is you discovering your soul space. It's connecting to soul energy. It's being the person you want to be, living how you want to live. And that's when you can be free and easy with the relationships around you. Instead of pointing out blame, ask me how I know, pointing the finger.
How do you know?
How do you know? Pointing the finger at everyone else. It simply doesn't work because you're going into a space of being out of your control. And the connecting point of discovering you again with the heart episode is that when you go in and you discover you again, you create, you grow your self-awareness, you grow your self-actualization. That is the space in which you are able to really grow and flourish and thrive in your relationships.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a mechanic and we, us girls, he had three girls, especially, you know, when he remarried my stepmom and we, all of the girls for a very young point in time in our lives, right? Even up to our teenagers, we walked around with fingernails that were blacker than soot, right? For most, I mean, it was horrible, but we used to help him change the oil and the beaters that he would bring home. And I remember this, and I never knew what it meant until my own relationship. He used to say, "You see that sludge in that oil pan?" I was like, "Yeah, we do." He said, "That's what it's like to be married. You got to change the oil." What the heck? I think I know what he means now, though. I know.
I am laughing my ass off. I'm sorry, but I am. The analogy of the sludge is exactly right. But you know, Dr. Pat, there are many other kinds of relationships to honor. And I really also want to bring those in today. Loving, supportive, honest, committed relationships are really what support our best selves. With myself, with my husband, I ask myself sometimes, who would I be without that person supporting me in relationship? there are other people for me. I have my sisters. I have my daughters, my adult daughters. I have friends, both the friends in real life whom I know and other friends whom I have gotten to know online and have become true supportive people to help me stay in self-awareness, which is that beginning place to reach that self-actualization. So I really want to acknowledge it's lucky and wonderful if you have a spouse or partner, but there's other people as well. You know what I mean, Dr. Pat?
Oh my gosh. I think, you know, as a matter of fact, those relationships, so don't email me on this when I'm about to say, okay, we're going to talk about it for the whole hour, but those relationships to me are more precious now in my life than any relationship, marriage, partnership I've ever had. You know, my best friend is our producer, Linda.
Yeah.
For the Dr. Pat Show and Power Up Radio. Linda and I have been friends since 1972. Kat's saying, oh my God, I wasn't even born yet. Susan's probably saying I wasn't born yet.
I was born.
But Mary Teresa's saying, I don't know. But when you come close to losing that person, and I have a great family of friends here where I live. But we have to treat those relationships equally important. Online, 15 years doing radio, we have the best listeners on the planet. We have to treat that relationship as if it were the last day on earth. We have to nurture them, right? So what you're talking about is a perfect reminder of what's important in life and how often we forget it.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to take a break in just a second, but we'll continue that piece of the conversation. That thread is beautiful and important. But we're also going to talk about something else in the next segment, and that is relationships can be complicated. Exactly. So when we come back, stick with us, folks. We're going to keep talking relationships in this hard episode.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell everybody what R&R is, and it's not what you think.
Great.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
No, I want to hear about imperfections. And then we'll go to the beauty part.
So relationships are complicated. Relationships are complex. In the first segment, I talked about that big bag that you carry over your shoulder. It's heavy. It's filled with boulders. It's filled with mud. It's filled with the oil sludge at the bottom of the basin. And that is all okay. What I want to say is that if we can acknowledge that we're all human, that we have to figure out how to navigate these relationships together with each other and give each other permission to be who they are, that we actually come to awareness about the stuff of life before us, their whole 0 to 30 or 0 to 25 years or more, maybe, and their family and their society and their culture and their religion, and then we have all of ours, it creates a complicated picture. So, as I said, Dr. Pat, my husband does not really know much about my online life, so I don't feel it's perfectly fair to share his imperfections, but I feel perfectly okay saying he has them.
I thought he was going to make a sneak appearance on the show. I was thinking, wait a minute, is he going to come on the show? Look, I love my imperfections. I'm just going to say it. I love my imperfections because we can look at them as imperfections, or we could look at them as perfection yet to be realized. And the reason I love that word is because, first of all, we all cringe at the word perfection, except when we agree that we are all perfect, whole, and complete. Right? And, you know, it took me a long time to figure that out. But, you know, I still got some, I still have some issues. I am a work in progress. And there are some days where, and this morning was one of them, right? It's one of those days where you wish you can take an email back that you sent out, maybe. Or you think about things and you say, am I going to believe that there's a positive possibility around the corner from this? Even my dad's comment about the sludge that was coming out of this beater car, right? But don't you think, though, that if we didn't have these things between us, we wouldn't be able to grow? See, I think the whole thing about imperfections or character defects or whatever you want to call them is all about a possibility and opportunity to grow. And that growth is something we actually call in. See, did you know we call in those imperfections of others? Did you know that?
I mean, in some ways, yes. Yeah. But in some ways, I think that we aren't aware. I think you are creating some serious edification here. Hold on one second. I don't have my little pen and paper that I usually like to write notes. You said, hold on one second. You said the possibilities of positive things coming out of the difficulties. I'm going to have to listen to this radio show so I can get all this great stuff.
Are
that
you
we're talking
kidding
about.
Me? Listen, when I talked about this, once I got past the devastation of my life, and I got to tell you, this show is not about me, but here's the deal. My mom committed suicide when I was 6. Now, people, I got more emails when I talked about the fact that, and my friend David Essel is coming out with a book on this. When I talked about the fact that what if my birth mom's life and her death was all about her death? You know, the mark in life was all about her death. The course of action that changed as a result of that brought me to this moment here because of this. I would have never gone through a very difficult time. I would have never got thrown out of my house by my stepmom at 17, which I love. Thank you for throwing me out. I'd have never been homeless. I've never known how to take care of myself, beg for money, right? Dig in the garbage dumpsters in Manhattan for like food. Right? Sell hot dogs from, I wouldn't have learned any of that. And I'm only 17. Right?
Wow.
So
I'm
trying to say, but I called it in my life. Here's how we call it in. This is the last thing I'm going to say. When we reach for a gigantic goal, Susan, you've got them. I know Teresa's got them, but we have asked for something ginormous in life. I know what I'm asking for to serve our listeners and serve the world. In order for me to do that in the way that I'm calling it in, I've got to have my imperfections revealed because they are enormous growth points for me. And if I don't grow, I am not going to be able to show up.
Yes.
As the largest positive talk radio network in the world with 10 channels next year. No way.
Yes, 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 yes. So this is really what I'm talking about. I've got for our listeners, I've got my eyes closed. I'm like just taking it in, you know, this idea that Dr. Pat is sharing. It's that growing self-awareness that she's talking about that does, you know, liberate your personal self-actualization. And that it is in that space that you can actually achieve. And for me, I had my own experiences where I had to have my breakthroughs. That's what Dr. Pat calls it crust busting. I had to have my own breakthroughs in order to feel, in order to get myself heart connected, in order for me to open up to the relationship with my husband, which nobody teaches you this, by the way. There simply are no manuals. So one of the tools that I want to share with our listeners today is a book that is very, very familiar. I'm sure many, many people know about it. I knew about it for years before I saw it and it became useful. And that is the book, The Four Agreements. I thought about whether or not I should talk about The Four Agreements, whether or not it was, you know, too like old and dated and, you know, too common. But, you know, screw that. When you find a tool that you can use that works so well, you use it and you share it. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote a book many years ago now called The Four Agreements. For me, it sat on my shelf, no exaggeration, for many years until I became the student that was ready. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. And folks, today, I want to remind you about the book, The Four Agreements. Here are the four agreements. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. Now, I spoke those slowly. I want to encourage you to listen to this entire radio show again and write it down if you need. I want to encourage you to download the meme so you have the four agreements in front of you and read the book so you can understand how they can apply. Any single one of those can save your marriage, like number two did for me. Don't take anything personally. This is the heart episode. I am dedicating it to my husband. And revealing here in that one of the things I did, I took everything personally because it was sort of all about me. But when I learned about the idea, don't take anything personally, just because he said something didn't mean that he meant it the way I assumed he did. Do you know what I mean? Like, I took everything personally. Then I resented it. It's a whole thing. I don't need to go over all that ugly history. But you can use this tool for yourself. And then the other one, number three, don't make assumptions. When you sit in your own self-awareness, as you grow and achieve your own self-actualization, then you can just stop making assumptions about everyone else. So, Dr. Pat, are you with me?
I'm totally with you. I want to tell you something. That book, and I know Don, and I know his sons. I've interviewed multiple times.
Wow.
And I remember interviewing them, the masterful Don Miguel. I don't know, when the book first came out. And here's what I love about this. You know, they sound very simple, right?
Yeah.
Try them. Let's pick one. Be impeccable with your word.
Yes.
Right? Don't take anything personal. When the checker at the grocery store, and I worked at a grocery store, when the checker at the grocery store all of a sudden gets to your grocery bag after spending 10 minutes socializing with the person before you and doesn't even say hello to you, it's not about you. But it is.
Yeah.
You know, so have you tried those four? Have you tried to do those?
Oh.
Have you and your husband tried to do them?
Well,
okay, there we go. I know.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to say something here. All right. So Dr. Pat said to me, have you and your husband tried to do them? One of the biggest lessons that I learned that I am revealing and sharing in this heart episode that I dedicate to my husband is this, Dr. Pat. What happened was I learned them. I embraced them. I applied them and I employed them. I used them for myself and I changed myself. And miraculously, things began to change between me and my husband. So when you asked me, I got a little stuck. I'm like, oh, do my husband and I do them? No, the truth is I did. And as such, I began to see with a new lens, to see in a different way. And that was a beautiful enhancement of our relationship. I stopped taking everything personally. I stopped making assumptions. My husband's a psychologist. What is his life like during the day? I don't know what he does. He doesn't talk about his sessions. But when he's talking about a session, like what if Dr. Pat had been a patient of his? Here he is talking to a 17-year-old girl doing this and all of what she was describing. Then he comes home at the end of the day. What? Maybe he just had a bad day. He learned something horrible. So why am I making assumptions and taking everything personally? So to go back to your question, do you and your husband use this? I would say yes to that because I really found this tool to be very helpful. And then together we grew from it.
Wow.
Is that an okay answer?
Are you kidding? Look, what I've learned about this thing that we call radio over a 15-year period is that you are here brilliantly to share something and thank you for referencing that book because we don't talk about it very much anymore. And you know, there was an initiative where we tried to get that book in schools, right? And one of the things we did, we actually got that book in some of the schools that are dedicated to helping kids that perhaps or, you know, have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or, you know, like that. So that book has been provided for those schools in some cases. Thank you for bringing it back because in the world we live in today, those are the elements we really need to remember. Look, I spent 10 years researching broken promises in my doctoral program and then postdoctoral work. I mean, that body of work won awards, but I'll tell you what, when I was done, I was so depressed. That's why I'm here, because I was so depressed and out of sorts that I dialed the wrong phone number into a radio network, internet only radio. And within 10 minutes, I spent like $12,000 on a 13-week internet only show in 2003. Everybody wanted to have me committed. It's like, nobody, come on. We didn't even have a way to listen to internet radio. But see, what you're talking about, again, is an opportunity for positive result.
Yes. And so, thank you. You know, as I just said, you know, the thing that people say to me is, Susan, you always tell the truth. And the truth is, I wasn't sure if it was like too kitschy or too old or too whatever. No. But then I said, no, really, this book, I'm like the queen of this book. I'm like the model. I'm the spokesperson. The simplicity and the way I've integrated it and used it and shaped it. My thesis is this. When you discover yourself again, when you take responsibility for your life, when you focus on what's in your control and stop blaming others, that is when you have better personal outcomes, which is what leads to better interpersonal outcomes. I said all of that slowly because I want this to sink in. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
can I just say one thing and then, you know, cause I know we're getting ready to go to break.
Yeah.
Nate, let's talk about this when we come back, but I learned a lesson from Don Miguel about this that we don't think about. There is a guideline around these agreements, and it's a guideline that many people don't incorporate, but it's also a guideline in some of the other programs, like the 12-step programs. And it's a very important one. Number one, everybody will need to know this. Resentment is a number one offender, but there's a but. And I'd like to share that perhaps sometime later when we come back.
Okay, great. Well, let's go to break now. When we come back, we are going to have my friend Teresa Lee, who is going to share her story of discovering herself again. Kat, take us out to break.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome back to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod and Dr. Pat Basile. I am having the time of my life today. I hope you are too.
Yeah.
This topic that we're discussing is so important. I cannot wait to listen to this episode again. During our break, Dr. Pat said to me, don't forget to tell people how to get in touch with you. And I am happy to do that. My website is whatwillyourlegacybe.com. What will your legacy be? The nature of my Discovering You Again work actually was reverse engineered from the work that I did for decades talking about legacy, helping people understand that everyone has the opportunity to create a meaningful and lasting legacy. And that's why my website is called whatwillyourlegacybe.com. The problem is you can't create a meaningful legacy, or you think in your mind that you won't have a legacy if you're not in that self-aware, self-actualized place. I also hang out on Facebook every single day, 5 days a week. Under my name, Susan Axelrod, I have a daily live at 5. It's my own Facebook TV show. I'm there every day, and I'd love to see you there. So I am delighted now to introduce a friend of mine who is a former coaching client. Teresa Lee is a fundraising consultant and instructor. She is the mother of two and friend to many. And I can vouch for that. Teresa found me online and hired me as a coach. I had the most fun ever working with her. Talk about someone who is total self-awareness and finding that self-actualized personal space. And then I had an online course that I was creating. And Teresa, friend to many, invited many of them to join my course, and they did. And so now I'm friends with her friends. Talk about heart and relationships. Teresa, thank you. Welcome to the radio show, and say hello to Dr. Pat.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. Hi, it's great to meet you.
So, Teresa, thank you. I don't know if you've been on radio before, but here we are today. And I want to say a very, very special thank you to you, because we are talking about something that's deeply personal. And honestly, when I invited you and asked you if you would consider doing this, I wasn't sure if you would say yes or no. So I am delighted that you said yes. And I would love to ask you if you could share a little bit with us about your own Discovering You Again work with me.
So I did find Susan online on LinkedIn, as a matter of fact, and she offered me a free coaching session for an hour. And I thought, what could it hurt to have a free coaching session for an hour? I had no idea. Actually, it was 2 hours, Susan. Thank you. But within 10 minutes, I knew that I was going to hire her, because within 10 minutes, she had changed my life. And she changed my life by asking me some very direct, simple, and basic questions. Questions that I'd been avoiding in my life, frankly. And I don't know why. Here was this stranger. I didn't even know physically where you were, honestly. I've since found out. And somehow I had to tell you the truth, where I maybe even hadn't admitted it to myself. And it changed something in me physically and mentally that day. And that's why I recommended you to all of my friends when the time came, because in the interim, before you started your class, and we had our weekly coaching sessions, I would say to people, my life is changing. And they would look at me funny. And I would say, you don't understand. I met this woman. Well, do you go see her? No, I talked to her on the phone. And she just knows me. And I don't know how she knows me, but she does. And she's revealing things about me to myself that are uncovering layers and changing how I think about myself, but also how I think about the world. And, I tell you occasionally, I would cry silently. I don't think you knew I was crying, but they were good tears. It was a release of whatever it was that I was holding in. And I don't hold in a lot, or so I thought. Mm-hmm. But you got to my heart and you got to my head pretty quickly. And I'm forever grateful.
Oh, wow. I just need to thank you so much for that. You know, how ironic that you just talked about the very thing that Dr. Pat was talking about the nature of these online relationships that actually can evolve in real and true ways, as you have so beautifully elaborated. So let me ask you, talk about discovering you again. When you use words like completely changed the way I think, I feel transformed, I don't know how she did it. What's an example of something that was transformed in you that you're referring to when you say I was completely changed? What's an example of that?
Well, you asked me one simple question. You asked me if I was happily married. And I was about to tell you an untruth or shade the truth, I guess. And instead, I told you the truth. I said I didn't know, which meant I obviously wasn't at that moment. And we started talking about that. And the other thing I said is, I am the emotional center of my family. And you said, no, you're not. And I at once loved that you stood up to me in a sense and told me what is. And because what you said after that was, everyone in your family has emotions. You're not the only one. And you need to pay attention to all of their emotions, not just your own. And I started tuning into everybody else. And what you were talking about earlier about your husband is that I was taking personally everything that he was doing or saying and trying to control everybody. And that wasn't my job in my family. My job was to love everybody, to open my heart to everybody. And you helped me uncover the stuff that was in front of that so that I could change my attitude toward two teenagers and a very loving husband. And we'd gone through a rough time, but he was otherwise a loving husband. And I'm still on that journey with everyone. But I'm better at it because of you.
Oh, God. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful truth. You know, Discovering You Again Radio is honestly about truth. It's about excavating and finding our own truth. And for you to come on and share a revelation, and I know you are a private person, and you are, you're personal. You keep your personal stuff to yourself. But I also know that in this discussion today, you have committed to sharing and helping and literally improving the lives of others. And I really want to thank you. Dr. Pat, I'd love to hear what you have to say about all this.
Well, I think I want to go back to, something before, because I think it ties it all in. I think the hardest thing to learn, or at least for me, when you take on a book like The Four Agreements, or you hire a coach, and I want to say this about this, Susan. You and I know what it takes to step out in the world in any way. Some days for me, it was just getting off the couch. But what I've learned is that I can't do it alone. And to this day, I have multiple coaches and people that I work with. I belong to, and I'm starting a new mastermind group on Monday. So this is important for me to make sure that I'm well equipped for whatever is going to come my way. But I do want to say this thing. We don't learn in the process of all of this. When in the scheme of things, there's a line that gets crossed. And let me just be clear. Even in therapy, 12-step programs, no matter where you go, there is a statement that comes underneath all of these ways we take responsibility for our actions. And it's this one: we will not become doormats. And that is so important in our own progress, because while we're changing, there is something that we have to be very clear about, that even though we change, we are not going to change another person. But, and this was the but from before, we don't have to take abusive behavior either. Not at work, not in our marriages, not in our friendships, not in our coaching, not in my table tennis coaching. No. And that, I think, is one of the more difficult things to realize and be aware of. You see, especially for those of us that grew up in abusive scenarios, you know, we think that that means love. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely. You know, I'll say comment, and then Teresa can comment. This going in is the answer. That's why I'm talking about that self-awareness. When you're in that kind of relationship that you're talking about, it's very externalized, and you don't have permission, you don't have self-permission, you don't have external permission to really go in and fill in, you know, down here and fill up in that way. Teresa?
You know, you mentioned earlier, you bring into your relationships all of the baggage that you grew up with. And I grew up with some serious baggage that I brought in, as did my husband. And the only person that you can control is yourself, right? I can't fix him. He's not here to fix me. But if I can mature and grow up and realize who I am, then I can be a better person to him and to my children. And some of that baggage literally falls away as a result of just getting good with yourself.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Really, you know, what's interesting, what I'm loving about this heart episode show is there's a wide spectrum of what we're talking about. But underneath it all, I think Dr. Pat just hit on the most important thing. One of the most important things, and that is something that I learned at a major crisis in my marriage. Of course we've had major crises. We're married. You know, of course we have faced down darkness multiple times in 32 years. Plus we were together in a relationship for 5 years before that. One of the times that I was in crisis in my marriage, I learned the lesson that Dr. Pat just shared with us, which is this: you cannot change another person. You can try if you want, go ahead. Or you can really go in, become more self-aware of what Teresa just talked about, you know, the stuff that you bring in, what is going on in your own self. I learned about this from Dr. John Gottman in a book, called, hold on, 7 Principles of Making Marriage Work. In fact, I think I recommended it to Teresa. I'm not ashamed to say that. I had a bad day. Mm-hmm. I had a bad day in my marriage. I walked out of the house, you know, not to leave, just to get out for a minute. I ended up in a bookstore. I bought that book. I read it. And I was like, So whatever kind of relationship it is, if it's a partnership, if it's a marriage relationship, sometimes if it's a friend relationship, Dr. Pat told us about this beautiful relationship with Linda, whom I know, of course, is the producer of DTR. And but come on, relationships are relationships. Sometimes you have ups and downs. It is only in yourself, in taking responsibility for your own self, in discovering yourself again, that is really where you can grow in a healthy way. Dr. Pat?
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes you have to have little codes, right? You know, the other thing too is the relationships that, you know, are long-term and others that evolve. I mean, Jessica, when Jessica joined this team, she was an intern. And, you know, what that means is she worked, she was going to school and she came and she was an intern. And she could have come in for her, I don't know, 6-10 week internship and learned nothing and gone on about her life. But she didn't. You know, she came in and did the most outstanding job, didn't know much of anything. And by the way, Kat was the same way. Didn't know much about anything. And the next thing you know, she's coming up with ideas. Now, fast forward to where we are today. Almost every technological innovation that we have comes from the input of her genius to really be about how can I get things going. And you know what? That trickles down because that's when you have somebody like Kat who's producing the show be thinking about, well, how can I do this better? How can I do that better? Right? I mean, Kat just mixed a bunch of openers, right, with some of the best sound effects and clips that I've seen. And, you know, one of them's for one of our new shows. And here we are. We're talking about how we can be in disagreement and still be in appreciation and respect. And that is very, very interesting and difficult to do. But you've got to know when you're becoming a doormat. Right?
Well, I'll tell you, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because that's the lead in to what I want to talk about now, which is an online course that I'm offering. It's actually launching next week. I have one that's already been in session. So with Teresa, when our coaching was winding down, she joined the course. And as you heard, she invited a bunch of her friends. So now she and her friends are all online every month. And the reason that I created this course is that this excavation process that we're talking about. It's the excavating of all the stuff, the layers that get built up, or the stuff, you know, that you need to dig down
through. It's the crust.
It's crust busting, exactly, to really get through. Yeah. And so I have crafted out now, we've been doing this all year to really have a strong year. And now I transformed the course from a year long to an 8-week intensive, so that we have 8 weeks. Every week I have a different module. The first module is vision. What's the vision for your life? You know, how do you want to go into 2020 strong? And that's something that I never used to think in that way in my own marriage, for example. You know, you just went along. you just went kind of along. Now I think of my marriage, my heart relationship in this way. How do we progress in a loving, strong, fun way? And so this course starts with vision, and then the next session is focus. Okay, well, how do we come to focus from everything that's going on in our lives? We talk about self-confidence, we talk about passion, we talk about purpose, etc. And so I know that Teresa has been in this course. Teresa, I wanted to ask you, how has your experience been in the course over the course of the year with the modules and the activities?
And Susan, would you make sure people know where to go to register?
Oh, yes. Thank you. So the easiest thing to do is go to my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And right at the top, the entire announcement of our, click there and you'll go to the landing page for the Discovering You Again online course. You could find it all over my my Facebook page as well. Thank you, Dr. Pat. So, Teresa.
So, the course has been great because it is, for me, a reinforcement of our coaching relationship prior to that. But I think what you're offering people is both the coaching that I received, and more importantly, the tools that people can use when they're not with you to bring home the lessons that you're teaching. And also the fact that we're in a group and people can talk, can chat online to one another, and have breakthroughs in the moment while the class is going on and be talking about those. And there's a lot of positive reinforcement among the classmates if that happens to somebody. And then the sharing too, you know, the making yourself vulnerable enough to share, or the reverse of that, making yourself vulnerable enough to receive the feedback, the positive feedback usually, of the class. And that's a lesson that I've learned along the way, is to make myself vulnerable enough to receive. And I think that's why I initially had that breakthrough with you, but it continued with that group. When you're watching other people go through the process that you went through yourself, it's pretty powerful.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Love, love, love. We are out of time. I can't believe it. We could do this for another whole hour.
Yeah, it's an awesome show.
Yeah, Teresa, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming on, for sharing, for being you. Best of luck with everything, Dr. Pat. I think it's time for us to go. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Discovering You Again Radio.
Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, don't forget.
Radio. Thank you for tuning in as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.